USA Radio News.
Tony Marusso reporting. It's not entirely certain Wednesday which party will control Congress. The results for many key Senate and House races in the midterm elections are still outstanding, but the so-called red wave Republican sweep that was predicted among some pollsters and analysts didn't end up happening. Former Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley believes that many voters rejected the hardline policies of some Trump-backed candidates.
All politics is local, and each district is different. Not one message pertains to each district, and it's about personalities.
Senate races in Arizona and Nevada are still outstanding. Georgia's Senate race is heading into a runoff, which will take place early next month. Former President Donald Trump is livid and screaming at everyone after many Republican candidates backed by him and underperformed in Tuesday's midterm elections, an advisor to Trump said on Wednesday. Trump had endorsed more than 330 GOP candidates running for both state and federal office in this election cycle, but a much-anticipated red wave of Republican victories never came in the fight for control of Congress. Candidates matter, the Trump advisor, who was not named, said, adding, they were all bad candidates. Elon Musk's firing at Twitter was nothing. Zuckerberg is firing 11,000 at Meta.
Meta Platforms says it will cut more than 11,000 workers, or 13% of its staff, as restructuring to cope with struggling online marketing and falling stock prices are taking a toll. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said he is taking responsibility for the firings. The company is also tightening its belt by reducing its office space, moving to desk sharing, and extending a hiring freeze through the first quarter of 2023. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock's race against Republican Herschel Walker will head to a runoff in December, potentially meaning the Senate majority may not be determined for weeks. With both Nevada and Arizona Senate races still undetermined, the Georgia runoff could very well decide the majority, just as it did in January 2021. Tropical Storm Nicole is expected to become a hurricane soon and is headed toward landfall on Florida's Atlantic coast early Thursday. Its effects are already being felt along the coast in places like Cocoa Beach. Asher Edwards' family business normally rents chairs, umbrellas, and other items to beachgoers. On Wednesday, he and some friends were moving them from their storage shed on the beach.
Ian just ripped our roof off, but it's freshly secured on there with new, you know, bolts and brackets, so I don't think it'll get ripped off this time, but the tide's so high that it kind of just ravaged everything, so we're unloading the shed just in case it floats away. There's really not much more we can do. Hoping to anchor it down, tie all everything up together.
New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Wednesday morning was telling reporters there are many House races that are still much too close to call. Congressman Maloney lost his seat to his Republican opponent and has conceded the race. Wednesday morning, he told reporters it's important to carry oneself with dignity, regardless of the circumstances.
In this life, how you handle defeat is as important as how you handle success, and we had an equal measure of both last night.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.